Interesting story I saw online in the Free Press. Talking about the Tigers this year. That you know, in the past number of years, baseball analytics have been, you know, one of those new buzzwords where a lot of the a lot of the computer input and information is used.
Well, big shifts. Now the Tigers are a big shift team now.
And that's what the story is. The Tigers are at this time.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. You hit it. They are the team right now that's being tracked. They have used the shift more often than any other team in baseball up to this point in the shortened season because they are more concentrating on some of the analytics, which the Tigers are actually late on board with. They've really picked it up in the past couple of years, but
last year they were like last of the shift or close to it.
Yeah, one of the bottom teams anyway, but they have shifted, it says here, in 366. Well, this is the first 10 games, so it does include, though. It says entering Friday's game in Pittsburgh, it says. They had shifted 239 times on 366 defensive plays.
Wow.
So, 65.3%, it says.
Okay.
So,
and then they shift within the shift, which I find interesting. They get two strikes on the batter, all of a sudden second and short are switching again. It's really interesting to watch.
Generally, you know, the pitcher may pitch, may change his pitching approach, and the batter usually shortens up the swing a little bit.
Yep.
So, that's
all
part of the process.
You want to beat the shift, just bunt down the third baseline if you're a left-handed batter.
There you go. Or, you know, practice hitting it the other way. That's
another thing you can do, right?
Develop a skill. Use all fields.
One of the Pittsburgh guys did that on him.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
It doesn't work all the time.
No, it doesn't.
But it did, when it's successful.
He didn't win, but he did that.
Yeah, you play, I mean, analytics is all about the percentages. You play the law of averages. Yeah, sometimes it won't work, but you're counting that most of the time it will.
Well, this is where I have problems with the technological age.
But the
purity of the game is getting ruined. By
learning
purity of guessing what the other team's going to do, the manager making a decision, not based on a computer, but based on his brain. It's missing from the game anymore.
But sometimes that's the thing. Okay, yeah, coaching from the gut, yeah, sometimes that still works. That's still in the game, but you also go to the average.
Yeah, when it doesn't work, that's when it.
Basketball coaches put
when
their.
When it doesn't work.
When there's a. When
it doesn't work, it's part of the game.
When there's a technical foul in basketball and a coach has his choice of who he's going to put on the line. Does he go with his gut and say, I think the guy who shoots 50% is going to be my free throw shooter here? Or does he go with the guy who shoots 88%? That's always been part of the game.
I would hope he knows. I hope he would know his players well enough that he didn't have to look on a computer to find that out.
I'm with you in a way, though, Art. Yes, when it comes to all this mathematics and analytics, it's sometimes it's over my head. I'm still in a mini morning because I don't have Central Michigan football this year. So that is what's been consuming me.
Say. I blame the Mac. Don't look at me.
And at the end of the day, you might not have Big Ten football either.
I know.
That's right. Or any football for that matter.
All kinds of stories going on about that.